Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a mirage, a flame of a lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud. See conditioned things as such. Through these merits may sentient beings attain the rank of all-seeing, subdue the foe of thought, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness and death.
not sufficient, just myself. being, I say, liberated from the the sufferings of the samsara. And this achievement not sure what we have opportunity in next lives. If we live it up to next lives, not sure. That's very difficult to say. because it is very difficult to find again such this precious human body qualified of 8 freedom, 10 richness, and we say which is all the which gives you all the opportunities. Whatever. See, Dharma practice we wish one can do. not only we have met this difficult teaching, you know, that which brings to cessation of oceans of samsara suffering and cause the delusion karma. Not only so we have opportunity to practice that path. you see. That by striving for noble truth then achieve the cessation of the whole entire the suffering of samsara and its cause, delusion, karma. besides by happiness Buddha Dharma that one can say one can create unmistakable cause of happiness. until we get completely liberated from the suffering realm samsara, you know, to have a happy, to achieve happy rebirth, the body of the happy transmigrated beings, to achieve happiness until that happens. So we have, say, this perfect human body gives all that opportunity to create an unmistakable cause of all those happiness. And beside that, this gives opportunity to practice Great Vehicle, the teaching of the Great Vehicle, the Mahayana teaching. that enables one to achieve full enlightenment. The state which is completion of all the qualities of the cessations of the mysteries of mind and completion of complete qualities of the realizations. Then after that, so with this attainment, then one can do perfect work towards all the sentient beings. freedom from the oceans of samsara suffering, the numberless other sentiments, and bring them in full enlightenment. And not only that, this perfect human body, but we have now this opportunity to free the numberless of other sentiments from whom you receive all your past, present, future, happiness, realization, enlightenment, everything, who are most precious, most kind one in your life. And the numberless of other sentiments, numberless of the hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals, human beings, sura beings, asura beings, and the intermediate state beings, all those different types of sentient beings who are unimaginably suffering. So one can liberate them, Queen Cougar, why? Because one can achieve full enlightenment, Queen Cougar. Why? Because with this perfect human rebirth, we can practice the the Mahayana secret mantra Vajrayana, that which has this, all, that which has all the skills to, that which is the greatest skill that one can achieve, that one can achieve full enlightenment, Kuga. So that we can say, which gives us any practice one wish one can practice, this one gives you opportunity. And we have all the opportunity, and we have met all those dharma. Even one hasn't met all those different levels of teachings, however, there is great opportunity to meet and practice all those teachings. And this doesn't last. This precious human body, that which gives you all these opportunities, so precious. all the wealth that there is in this world, and your human body, which one's more precious? Your human body is more precious, or the you know that your human body which which gives opportunity or which allows to use the Buddha nature that we have, you know, within us. the nature of the mind. So yesterday, so what happened was, you know, I was talking about, I was trying to describe, you see, meant to explain what the Buddha nature is, then trying to explain how the mind is dependent on arising, you know, not independent. So then, it went off. Yes. I was talking about that, and it meant to explain Buddha nature, but then they're trying to say introduce that, you know, by explaining how the mind is not independent, you know, it's dependent on arising. So talking what is the mind, you see. It's nothing. What it is nothing, except what is merely imputed by the thought in the mind. Your thought just made up the label mind. merely imputed by the thought is mind. Because there is the phenomena that which is there. There's a phenomena which is there. Empty of form, substantial phenomena, then whose nature is clear, like things appear to the mirror, reflect the mirror, like that. Things appear to this phenomena, clear. And Rigpa, there's the time to get that a translation of that, what's called awareness or however, knowing, Rigpa, knowing. So, empty and clear and knowing. So that phenomena, so that is the base. That phenomena is the base, because that exists, so the mind exists. Because that is what receives the label, mind. So as mentioned, as long as this phenomena exists, no choice. The mind, the label mind is there. It exists. So mind is what it is nothing else except what is merely imputed by the thought, relating or reason, because there this base exists, this phenomena exists. So now you can see the mind is the mind. You see, it's never the mind the way it appears to the way it is not appearing to us. It's never that the way it is, the way of the way, you know, one's own thought has been believing, apprehending. It's not that one. That's the hallucination. That real mind, when you think about mind, real mind, you know, appearing from there, that's the what's called objective reputed. Anyway, as I mentioned, is the in our view of the mind, how the mind appears, there is the Babashika. There are four schools of Buddhist philosophy. Babashika's, observed of to be repeated. It's there, they from the traditions. is what I mentioned, that you know, the Asian schools within that Prabhupada Shri Nama Pavadeva, so you see, the mind appear permanent, you know, while it's impermanent, it appears permanent, and mind appearing independent without any consequences, mind appearing existing alone without any past. I see the past, the continuity, see. And however, so there's all this wrong view, that there's all this very gross, extremely gross wrong view of the mind. extremely gross, you know, the hallucination of wrong view. You see, so as I mentioned before, so what is the mind? What is the mind? Is what's merely impeded by hypocrisy. So on this the mind which exists in a name, as a merely impeded by thought. So we put all this, projections. You know, this very heavy wrong view, very heavy wrong views. You know, this very gross, permanent, independent, you know, existing alone. All these things, while it's not. So then, on top of that, the also many of the Babashika school, and as well as Sutantika school, you know, the object of the beauty of the wrong view according to the mind existing, you know, being self-sufficient, without depending on the base and continuity of that. self-sufficient. So while it's not, while it's you know, dependent on these things, then appearing, project, public imprint on the melody, and appear to see subsistent, and then that. then also Chitta Mantra, mind was closely the object of the beauty, and such as these, as I mentioned, as the in this school, the phenomena they exist. The imprints, these 那这也是那个 imprint left on the seventh consciousness which is called Gunxi, base of all the phenomena. So that's where, you know, where all the phenomena comes. So even come from the mind, mind is the base of all. So the imprint left on the self consciousness, then it expands out into two. One is the phenomenon knowing phenomena, you know? And then one is the object. So it manifests in two. This is what is believed in Siddha Mantra. And then, so anything that exists without depending on the imprint left on the imprint which is left on the seventh consciousness and experience out. Without depending that anything you say. So see anything what is believed to see existing, you know, from their own side. From the object side, so without it depending on the imprint left on the seventh consciousness, the base of all experience out. So here the mind, anything mind, so it also appears like that. this wrong view is also there. Anything of mind, this hallucination, this projection is there. You know, the object be repeated, you know, on the mind on the screen. Then the Savatthang, Sutantika, the school, so view the object to be repeated. the things existing from their own side. particularly from their own side. without depend on so this the Sutantika school that has a anything that exists to by appearing to the undetected mind, then that mind labeling, the valid mind, labeling. So undetected, valid mind, labeling. So anything that exists has to be like this. So, appear to the undetected mind, and that mind, label. So, so opposite to that is the, you see, the wrong view of the attributed according to this school. So, when we think of mind, when we think about mind, in the view of our mind, that is also wrong, this wrong view, the objective attribute is also there. The point of view of the wrong view, the objective attribute is also there. So mind of that. And then the when we think of mind, when we do not analyze, what is mind, the ultimate nature of the mind, what exactly it is. So, there is the Pasangika school, Madhyamika school is a Sudantika school and Pasangika school. So, Pasangika schools, the point of view, object to be repeated. That, as I mentioned last night, so that is what is believed by the previous school, Sudanta school, so the mind is labeled by thought, but it exists by nature. It exists from its own side. They accept it is labeled by thought, but it exists from its own side, or exists by it exists by nature. they do not accept truly existent. inside, you know. There should be something from inside. So saying that it is, it exists from its own side. So which means it exists from its own side. not being satisfied, not being satisfied, unable to accept that the mind is merely imputed by the thought, the way the mind exists, cannot, unable to accept that, then, unable to accept that, there should be more than that, you know. Something existing from society. So something beyond from that. So not just merely labeled by thought. So however, so that is what. What the students at the school believe, so that is, not wrong view, not false, but as truth, you see. So that is wrong in the Prasangika, Madhyamaka Prasangika school, going to that, that this is totally wrong view. A totally wrong view, see. Totally non-existent, you know, totally empty. That this is totally empty. That this is totally non-existent, totally empty. That one. You see, not enough merely imputed, but mind, you know, there should be something more than that. However, something, you know, even slight more than that. You know, what is merely left by mind, you see. So, however, so this mind, you know, appearing, not merely labeled by mind. The mind is appearing, see, not merely, mind appearing, not just merely labeled by thought, see. so this very subtle, was a hallucination there. Object to be put it. So this so this common person has schools of view of the object to be put it. This verse in a subtle hallucination. So this total absence of this, appearing something slightly more than what's merely labeled by thought. The total absence of that, total non-existent. So that is the ultimate nature of the mind. Only that. Is the ultimate nature of mind. That is the emptiness of the mind. That is the Buddha nature. You see? That's the Buddha nature. And that is this, what's called nature of mind, clear light. Nature of mind, clear light. So that is the Buddha nature. The total absence of that. You see, that subtle hallucination, you see, from appearing to something slightly more than what is merely imputed by thought. So now here, you see mind. So now here one can see all the all this, you see. The mind is totally empty of all those views, all these, you know, wrong, all these views which are wrong, which are mistaken, you see. So that I went through, you see. Mind is totally empty of that, totally empty of all those. You see, up down to this. The subtle hallucination, that object was repeated, you know, a very subtle one. So now, so when it comes to this point, see, total absence of the, you know, the mind's total empty of even this. Mind doesn't have all this, even this subtle, see, object to be reputed. You know. So, so if you look, so it looks, see, now here, mind look like doesn't exist. It's not the mind doesn't exist, but like doesn't exist. So to analysis, you know, so by negating all this. Even including the subtle wrong view, objective repeated, you know, the one person is crazy. So that you know, looks like doesn't exist. Looks like doesn't exist. It's not that it's non-existent. It exists, but exists, you know, in the mere name. Merely imputed by thought. So, so this mind, empty of the mind, this is empty of, say. Inherently existence of the existing from its own side. So this is it. So what time said before. So this signature to mind is empty. Stand and stand by the inherent and stand by the existence by nature or true existence or inherent existence. So this is pure. You say pure because it's unstained. But pure because it's unstained by the existing by nature. It is existing from society. Even though it appears to us in our daily life, for us sentient beings, it appears, inherently existent or existing from society. But in reality, the mind doesn't have that at all, such statement. However, that emptiness is the mind that is the Buddha nature, and that is the potential to be the that we can be that us sentient beings, any sentient being can be totally liberated from the oceans of samsara suffering, including cause, delusion, karma, which continuation has no beginning, which continuation has no beginning. This is the potential that that we can cease, that we can cease all this, can be free forever. And from where the potential, from where all the realizations, the path to liberation, enlightenment comes, from within. that the when the gong, for example, the gong, the stick hit the gong, meet the gong, then from the gong the sound comes. Like the bell, the tongue, so by ringing the bell, the tongue says it hits the bell, then sound comes from the bell. So like that. So by meeting qualified, virtuous friend who can show the whole path to liberation, to enlightenment, without any mistakes, and by meeting that, revealing Dharma, and then from that potential, then all the realization, enlightenment comes. So therefore, the sort of a saying before said, that so not only for this we have within us all sentient beings mind, but now here heaven, with that, along with that, that we have this precious human body, you know. that which gives the opportunity, to communicate, to understand the meaning of the teachings. That which enables us, this precious human body, by having this, enables that which enables us to understand the meaning of the teaching, not to learn and practice and exercise realization. So this precious human body, which is gives opportunity to say, to use or to function with the nature that we have, you know. So therefore, you know, to produce, bring out, all the realizations, to overcome all the departments, all the delusions. So therefore, this human body, like this, with animals, those other sentient beings, because the body what they have taken, those lower body, so Lord Buddha, so it blocks completely the opportunity, you know, to to use the Buddha nature to to achieve liberation, full enlightenment. So that completely blocks them to understand meaning of Dharma, to understand meaning of path and practice. So therefore, more precious than all the wealth in this world. This human body that we have is more precious than skies filled with gold. You know, not only the size of this earth, gold, diamond, you know, with crown and jewel, but whole sky filled with gold, diamond, you know, even with crown and jewel. See, all those nothing. You know, the value is nothing compared to our you see, precious human body, which is qualified with 8 freedom tenses. So, That much wealth alone, because that much wealth alone, if one has, cannot stop rebirth in the lower realm. That alone cannot, even to stop the rebirth in the lower realm, cannot stop that alone. But this, if one has nothing, like Milarepa, who didn't have even 1 rupee or $1, but he used human body, because he had a human body, pristine body, he had nothing, pressed human body, so he used the Prasthana, so it should be enlightenment in that very lifetime. human body is how precious it is, more precious than all those skies filled with the rich kind of jewels. So therefore, so every second, having this thing, so this perfect human body, this precious human body, this perfect human body, how precious is it in each second? is more than all those skies filled with it, all those jewels. Why? Because even within 1 second, one can create cause to achieve enlightenment. One can create cause for happiness which life. One can create happiness. One can create ultimate happiness. Cause to achieve liberation from samsara. One can create the ultimate happiness, the full enlightenment. In a second, whatever happens, one wish to achieve one trait with this perfect human body. So therefore, and this doesn't last long. Death can happen in a day, in a moment. So therefore, immediately, right away. full enlightenment for sentient beings. For that, then, depends on X, Y, and heart. So So what really ceases the defilements, the delusions, by the wisdom, you know, who does that, you know, which one does that directly to destroy, to cease all that, the defilements. the delusions, it's by the wisdom, wisdom realizing emptiness. So, also, not only to liberate oneself from all the origins of samsara suffering and all the delusions and even the subtle defilements, how we liberate other sentient beings from the sufferings of samsara and the cause of delusion karma, how we liberate others. By revealing the truth, by teaching them, by revealing the truth, teaching them, the profound, the ultimate truth, the emptiness. So that's, we reveal them, and so they listen, reflect, meditate. So, and develop this, so exercise the wisdom and develop this, and only this way, how one can liberate the way to liberate the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering. So, as the Buddha said, the mighty one, do not wash the need come out of water. There are other religions who believe that, you know, the defilements of the karmas, you know, can be washed by water. So the way Buddha, how Buddha guide us sentient beings to enlightenment, or liberate from the sufferings and cause of the sufferings. but not just by washing, you know, the it come up with water, and not by not eliminate the suffering of the sentient being with hand. not also by transplanting Buddha's realizations in the mind of the sentient beings, not also that way. so not eliminating suffering with hand means like taking a thorn from the body, you see, like that. So taking the suffering with the hand, taking the suffering of the single beings with the hand, like that. Then not also by transplanting the realizations in others. Then how the Buddha, how Buddha liberated ascending beings, by revealing the truth, the ultimate reality. So Buddha has revealed teachings on the old teachings on the emptiness, the teachings on the professional wisdom or the teachings on the gone beyond of wisdom, the gone beyond wisdom. So 12 volumes, so 1,000 stanza. Then, say 20,000 stanza, which are 3 volumes. Then, 8,000 stanza. Then, say shorter, shorter, shorter. Say. Then, say. So the other short ones, such as this Diamond Cut Sutra. then there are other teaching and the professional wisdom. Beyond wisdom, lesser, 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 lesser letter. See, okay, before that, this Heart Sutra, the say, essence of wisdom. Then, after that, the teachings of the one beyond, say, wisdom. lesser letter. So that is it. So that's this one. So this one is so precious. This mantra and Buddha's name. So it's a part of. So that's what is this. The less sitting eating, the teachings, personal wisdom is the lesser letter. Then sitting eating, the one syllable, the teaching of professional wisdom, the one syllable. So that's it. I might have mentioned this one before. Then. So that's the art. So that's everything. So the teaching of professional wisdom is here. One syllable. So this previous one, Tato Manu Mamanis, Lamato Mamanis, Tato Manu Mamanis, so this is an incredible, this is a. I've seen this about the, you know, introducing this as the teachings of professional wisdom is less letter, you see. this is talks so how precious it is there. Maybe not time. So the teachings of professional wisdom is one letter. You can take one letter, so that's an R. So in other words, everything is everything is contained in this, you know, contained in this. Emptiness, ultimate of all the phenomena. I see. This one expresses. So means, you see, negation. Is negation. So is negation. So, what is negate? What does it negate? You see. Existing, you know, existing by nature, say, true existence. So it negates the, you see, existing by nature of the true existence. that which covers I, action, object, you know, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, everything. That which covers all this phenomena, which covers, you know, like the that carpet, you know, covers the floor, that covers all the phenomena So that was a merely imputed by the mind. Then all this was a merely imputed by the mind. So this hallucination, see, truly existence, see, existing by nature's cover. Inherently existing appearance of the the existing by nature, so covers everything. projected by the by you see what's on ignorance and the apprehending true existence and the negative imprint left on the mental continuum by that ignorance. So project this hallucination, see, true existence appearance on every single phenomena. There is a phenomena which exists in mere name, the mere input of the mind. So, negates the, all these hallucinations. Negates, you see, in our view, in Western view, truly existent that which is appear, truly existent, this appeared, appearing to you from above the eye, from above everything. You know, this hallucination that appearing to you, and that is believed by us. That is believed by us on ignorance. So, which becomes a root, basis for all the delusions, negative emotional thoughts, all other wrong concepts, and then karma and all the sufferings, the oceans of hell, hungry growth, animals, sura, asura, human being, all the sufferings. So the negates, stops, negates. The truly, what appears first of all, what's the belief, the true existence, existing from start. Negative of this true existence. So then you see what you see is emptiness. The very nature of the phenomena, emptiness. So what is one, say one syllable, the teachings of the professional wisdom, the one syllable for this such shows. So by understanding what it means the meaning was then see when you say then see cuts destroys or the object of the ignorance, the true existence. destroys that, negates that. And everything, then you see, everything is empty. So that's what it shows. Is the teaching the one syllable ah, what it shows, and that's what one to meditate. You know, that's. Yes. In Yingma, tradition is regarded as a very important meditation, visualizing in the sky. it's very 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 essential meditation or something. I remember that when I was taking the hundreds of this initiation from my seventh session, which some of the deities in the practice, there was involvement of this visualization. I think maybe I think something that. visualize in the space, you know, in the concentration. Yes. So for that purpose, so say to my preparation of mind to realize emptiness. to repose the imprint and a small letter to say to realize emptiness and to develop the wisdom and cease the defilements, gross thought, and increase enlightenment. And that's how you liberate to other sentient beings by revealing emptiness. So for that reason, taking the oral transmission of the Dhammakara Sutra, which I have received from Mongolian Lama, who was abbot in Tibet, the Sera, both Sera Che and Sera Me. He was abbot for a few years. the monks who were living in the monastery, they had more faith to Kishila, Kishisangi. So they asked, because during the, during those past years, the other monks, they had to kill animals, goats, sheep, and they had to do all sorts of things that they were asked, forced to do. So, you know, all kinds of things. maybe this is Mongolian, so maybe it was a little bit lighter, I think, not sure. Anyway, so this was abbot for maybe 5 years or something like that. Normally, each monastery has a separate abbot. after Mao Zedong passed away, when there was liberty, freedom given to have monastery and monks, to have some monks in monastery study, so then they appointed Kishila to be an abbot. So I received this transmission. To hear that Dharamsala, when Krishna, I think the first time when Krishna came, Krishna Singh came to Dharamsala. So the heart, thing that I'm going to say, in the heart, too, for the benefit of all, the sentient beings. Every single sentient being, you know, to liberate them, to bring them, that thing like that. Then if one can, it's very good. The Lama who keeps teaching on all transmission, you see, all the Buddhas, Shakyamuni Buddha, so they who gave the teaching Shakyamuni Buddha to the Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching. So, you see, Mantuji Tara, say, Medicine Buddha. However, all the Buddhas, all the deities, all the Buddhas, it's good to visualize, to meditate like this, giving me through this body, through this lamp's body, giving me all transmission of the teaching. You know, all the Buddhas. So that's very good to say. With that kind of meditation. So that helps to receive. A great blessing. Power to the person who is the one. The Haraja, I have better said, but the brand is my mind. So, because I have power to the person who is the one. Comes along the sound of it about the children of the Japanese and the Japanese. You get that commission from the government, you don't know what you're going to do. So when you receive the all transmission, when you take it's very important so to not try to put effort as much as possible to not miss you know, the words. I don't need you to repeat. I'm not saying that, but to hear. Mm. any boys or girls, anyone, any type of, say, race or any type of boy or girl, I think probably, I'm not sure, but maybe the, you know, the great vehicle's mind type, I think may have that meaning, but I'm not sure. Great thousand of 3,000 galaxies fill up with the precious, 7 precious jewels, then you offer to the Buddha. Then from this Dhanuka Sutra, one verse, you know, one verse which has a 4 word, you memorize, you know, from the teaching, you memorize a verse, you see, one which has only four words, memorize and teach, explain to others. If you do that, then the merit is a far more greater number, unimaginable, numberless times far more greater than the previous, you know, you make them as offerings. Great thousand of 3,000 galaxies. So 1,000 galaxies, 1,000 galaxies. So like that you can't, like that one, like that two, like that, you know, three, like this, you see, then thousand. Then I can see one, two, three. So three, 2,000. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 3,000. So like that, great thousand. So galaxies, you know, filled with the 7 precious jewels, my portion to Buddha. So itself has inconceivable merit. But if you compare the Dhamma from Dhammaka Sutra, you know, the verse which is only 4 words, you memorize and explain to others, this merit is the unimaginable, countless, you see, times. much more than the previous one, for the previous marriage. Why is this? Why is teaching so much merit? You know, in one verse, which the 4 words, and if you memorize, teach, say, because all the Buddhas, in essence, all the Buddhas' full enlightenment comes from this teaching. So I said, the Shakyamuni Buddha. himself, the Buddha, you see, born from this teaching of the perfection of wisdom. born from this teaching. So saying how precious this is, why this has so much benefit. meditate, you see, then no question. You know, how much you see, you know, meditate one correct, and how much, see, that, you know, place become, that place, you see, make so holy, you know, that's precious. So it's very good. So therefore, very good to you know, to get, to try to get teachings and professional wisdom, Dhammakaya Sutra, as many as possible, the 8,000 stanzas, or, you know, even just to have their, even of course, if it's English, one can read it in a, your own language. But if it's not, if it's Tibetan, it's very, you know, if it's not a language, so to have in the house, to just, even just to have in the house, it blesses the house in a so holy. You know, the place become holy object that other beings worship. Somewhere there's also saying, devas, those worldly devas, they come 3 times a day to worship that place. And said, so even it's not a language like Tibetan or that, you know, it's extremely so fortunate to have in the house. And then you may, even you cannot read, but you make offering, you know, make offerings, a light, you know, water, so forth, make offerings into prostration. So by making an offering to them, to this Buddha's teaching of professional wisdom, you see, his teachings, like Dhammakaya Sutra, so forth. The merit is just, you know, mind blowing. It's the unbelievable. In Solo Kumbus, the family, you know, not the poor families, the middle class or the wealthy ones, they have Buddha's teachings, the present primary text, those volumes which I mentioned before, in the 12 volume, then to say, you know, the different number of volumes and teachings on the professors. The family, they can't read because they didn't study. They didn't study, so they didn't study the letter, you know, to read and write. There was no school. And only those who want to, only those who want to live their life in Dharma, then in the past they are the only one who could learn the Tibetan letter, you see, the alphabet, then how to read, you know, like that, to read the Tibetan text, you know, memorize. So only those who want to live their life in Dharma, usually from young time, like that, not so much when they become old, but when they were young time. So they go to monasteries, or, you know, from a teacher, you see, you learn. So there was no system of school or things like that in the past. No, there was Nepalese school, but it was forbidden to learn Tibetan. Even though the Sherpas, this is what they when they do Dharma text or this is the letter they use. It's not Nepalese letter, but the original generation Sherpas came from, I think, Tibet, from Khan, from called Dikhi. I think some of them, there was, you know, there were two groups, two districts, or whatever. This, I think, five or whatever. So the Sherpas, I think, there must be very weak people, so that they left. They didn't have much courage, I think. No, I'm joking. So they left from Kham. They left. They came in Nepal. The direction of the place called the East Shad. So then they lived there. They came with the animals. So they lived on the animals, goats, and sheep. Then after some time finished. So then, due to their karma, then they found some plants in the mountains to eat in. They found things to eat in the mountain after they finished the animals. Then, so they. So that's the story of the Sherpas. So anyway, then I heard the potato came from the potato. The Sherpas main food is potato. So the potato, I don't know, from, I think must come from the west. I'm not sure. The potato was brought, introduced. You see, so the potato became the main crops. within the plant potato, and I never came from Holland. I'm not sure. So then they make, then they plant potatoes. The main food is potato field. And some, then there's one or two kinds, some few vegetables, not much. So they have a lot of karma with potatoes, so they... so, I think 12 or 13 different food they make with potato. So potato pancake, potato noodle, soup in a potato noodle, long noodles, after you mash them, you put butter in the hand, then you make a long noodle, and you put some fat, which there's no oil, so you put some fat in, and soup, light soup, then you just swallow them. You don't bite, you just... the soup is quite tasty. yes. The potato wine, you know, potato alcohol, is very, very strong. Potato alcohol is the small potatoes, you know, people don't eat. The small potatoes. So you put, they make alcohol, they use the small potato for some alcohol. So, I think 12, well, I counted this one time, I think 12 or 13, something like that, different food the next. So, when I was staying at home, I stayed at home after five, after, say, age five. So I remember my mother used to make this strong alcohol with potato quite often. So she could collect firewood from the forest. Because there was no, in the family, father died, you know, I don't remember seeing father. So we are only children. So only my elder sister, she was the only one who could do something to help mother. She take the animals, put on the mountain. So that's what she could do. Then rest of us just playing, just nothing that can. There's nothing can, you know, nothing we can help. Just play, you know, eat the food that mother makes, you know, in the mornings and then in the evening. Then all day long, just play in the house, play in the field, like that. So myself, then my brother Sanji, who is now a living commander. Then between that, there's another girl, but she died. she has a small tail, better than the small, very short tail. I think after maybe I left bed or something, she died. So, so there's a large pot. A large pot, then fill up with these small potatoes. Then another pot. It's a little bit like stupa. It's like another pot. Another pot, another pot, so goes like that. So you make many hours of fire, you know, fire. So a lot of fire would go on that. So then you put a small pot in the pot filled with small potatoes, so the small pot there. So then the vapor goes up the last pot, you see. So the drop comes from, you collect the drop from there, you know, in this small pot. So one by one, you know, so this is how you make the alcohol, the very, very small alcohol. So after many hours of fire, you know, so maybe you get, I think there are maybe two of these marks. You know, from that small quantity. So like that. She's the only one who does everything in the family, you know. Get bring water from the river and firewood from those who went to Solukhumbu, you can see the, you know, how the mountains are, you know. So you have to get from far from the forest, you know, let's say, with huge load, for that. So one time, mother didn't come back. She went to get firewood. Didn't come back. So it became late, dark. So the children were sitting outside of the, you know, outside of the, see, at the door, the downstairs door. You see, we're sitting there waiting for mother. Lined up, waiting for the mother to come. So then, after quite some time, there was moon, quite some time. Then came with a huge lot of firewood from the forest. Then, also, I think we also partially were scared, I think. But that mother, I think talking about the moon will take away or something like that. I'm not sure what I was talking something. I think I'm right or something. Anyway. Then, so, uh, then, you know, then she made fire. Obviously, then she made fire, then she made food. So into that, interesting thing. so sometimes, I remember one time that when my mother was, so there's a fireplace, you know, square. So normally I sit this side, mother sit that side. There's a, you know, a fixed place. Anyway, that's how. So we sit like that, and my mother sit there, my brother, other. So I think one evening, I think she went to get firewood or something. And I think she was very sick. And she was making, calling her mother, she said, Ama, that. It's laying on the other side. So, I think two of us, so, she, you know, she was making, she was calling her mother, you know, Ama, like this. So I went towards her, but, you know, I just looking, but there's nothing I can do. because she was sick, so couldn't make fire. They kept on my food, kept on my fire. So there's no fire at the store. So on occasion, I remember, not that. So anyway, my mother sacrificed her life to ask the children, and we have so much hardships, worked so hard, and and every day she says, she told me she prays three times for me, morning, and afternoon, the evening time. So I asked, what do you pray? So I said, may the Lama become like sun heating on the snow mountain. This Lama became like sun heating on the snow mountain. And then say, control this, no, draw, say, draw the control to three realms. Zajim, Pomeril, realm. And then to have, say, like mountain or something to, like long life, something like that. So I told her, that you should say, your prayer doesn't make any sense. that you should pray that, may I be able to pray that, may he complete Dharma practice, this is what we should pray. That time I thought her prayer didn't make sense. But then when I was taking these Hindus initiations, so I saw a little bit of some of her prayers, something like that, in the one of the daily practice. 털고 썼지만, 엄마들처럼 쏘아도 많더니, 쏘다, that's the God's Buddha. Success for traveling, not to face for obstacles, and if somebody attacking to you, to overcome that. and also court cases. So if you have court cases and problems, there's a special practice for the state. also when the sun rises, you visualize the deity in the sun, then you can practice. that other person, can't talk, can't argue, things like that. However, so in this stage of practice, there's a little bit like her prayer there. So then I was a little bit surprised. So anyway, I'm not sure. I hope that a little bit benefits the world, my life, and then just pay kindness to her, to say, to pay kindness to her, all the hardships. all the hardships, to care. childhood time, then all the prayers. I didn't stay at home after 5. I stayed at home, then left. but she's been praying always, doing pushes and prayers like that. Okay. So now that side talk finished.
这个那么的嘛的呀，七八拉多，这个嘛把那大浪我都把罗的，中间的，大浪他妈那个，中间的里面对，里面对，我记得嘛，中间高的不就那么的那么的，上下大浪我都把七八七八干的，我上二八当的嘛，就那样说，像什么年代，三年大多都先就把他们，中间都是七八大，从头干啥都是七八大，没就那说，还叫的什么的大多都七八大，中间都是七八大，从头都是七八大。
看多对些吧，看老百姓多些，怎么些？他们那边多些，现在中间这么些多些，他们这些当然没得多些，这个中间这些，这当然没得多些，这些看到，嗯，多些，这些嘛，那现在看到多些，这些吧，那没得，这没拿了，工资不拿了，没就挖山挖山，这当然没得多些，那，啊，只要发生在钱吧，他们那些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些些
那天把他唱完了，我就把他送去其他家乡，他把他妈的三弟姐妹牵，而且下辈子的孙子他们家的孙子也帮他妈把他妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈